September 19, 2007. Welcome to Mining Weekly. In this podcast, read by Irma Fenter of Creamer Media's Mining Weekly, we bring you the past week's top news stories from the mining industry in South Africa and the rest of the world. In this week's bulletin, DRD Gold heads back to South Africa, the end is in sight for the Rand Gold and Exploration JCI saga, and De Beers sells its Kimberley Underground operations. Homecoming. Refocused gold producer DRD Gold plans to sell its 78.5% stake in Australasian subsidiary Emperor Mines as soon as possible, and will embark on a roadshow to this end after it has released a prospectus for the sale. It would then be solely centred on South Africa, after a more than 3-year stint in Papua New Guinea. ASX-listed Emperor announced this week that it plans to merge with Canadian gold junior Intrepid Mines, on condition that DRD Gold first exited the troubled company. Emperor is already trying to sell its last remaining mine, Tolakuma, along with its associated exploration tenements, which would leave it with an Indonesian exploration joint venture as its sole minerals asset. Gold merger. Mining firms Rand Gold and Exploration and JCI could merge before the end of the year, finally laying to rest a drawn-out dispute. A circular is under construction, which will be submitted to the Securities Regulation Panel, which will decide if it was suitable for shareholder distribution in the next 10 days to 2 weeks. In July, the two firms requested that the SRP allow them to exclude audited financial statements from their merger application. The firms argue that it would be a momentous task to prepare audited statements after massive fraud muddied their finances when the late Brett Kibble served as CEO of both R&E and JCI. Diamond deal. Junior miner Petra Diamonds, which has bought the Kimberley Underground operations from De Beers, the world's largest diamond miner, for 78.5 million rand, aims to have the mine back in production in the next 6 to 12 months. The historic operation has been closed since 2005, after its large cost structure made it unprofitable for De Beers to carry on operating the mine. De Beers Group Chairperson Nikki Oppenheimer said Petra's cost structure would allow it to better operate the Kimberley Underground mine. Petra, which also bought the Koffiefontein mine from De Beers last year, is hoping to produce some 120,000 carats a year from the Kimberley Underground operations by 2008. The Koffiefontein mine, which has already been reopened, will produce in the order of 100,000 carats a year, taking Petra's yearly diamond production to about 300,000 carats a year. Also, in this week's Mining Weekly magazine, published on Friday, read our cover story on the plan by Rio Tinto's chief executive to reposition the company on the African continent. We also report on large amounts of precious minerals being smuggled out of Zimbabwe. Finally, don't miss our feature on quarrying. That's a roundup of this week's stories on Creamer Media's Mining Weekly. For more on these and other stories, visit miningweekly.co.za.